Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you are awesome people.
Yes.
Who help us? You're a Patreon. Ashley, we just got done talking about Jim Olsen.
We did.
Let me tell you this. Jimmy Olsen, of course, is a member of...
Legion of Superheroes.
Well, we found that out. But he's also a member of the Superman supporting cast. And Superman, I think, actually has an amazing supporting cast that a lot of people forget about. I want to ask you. I want to take Lois Lane out of the running, and I want to take Jimmy Olsen out of the running as well. Who do you think is Superman's best supporting character? Now, if you want, I have a list here if you want me to give you some reminders.
Oh, no. I know who I'm picking.
You know who you're going to choose?
Absolutely.
Okay, so who, in your opinion, who do you think is the best? Take out Jimmy. Take out Lois. Are you going to say Ma Pa Kent?
No, I'm tabling the Kents.
Okay, I think
well.
The Kents are tabled as
yeah.
well. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Crypto.
Is it Crypto?
Obviously, it's Crypto.
Why Crypto?
Now, that is kind of a joke, but I really mean it because in many ways, Crypto is one of the last vestiges that he has of Krypton that needs nothing from him.
Yes.
Supergirl and then Connor Kent to a lesser extent, even Kandor, represent that same kind of thing, but Crypto only exists to love and support Clark and build him up on his journey to becoming Superman and remind him of the goodness and the love that his parents meant for him to have.
That they were like, hey, have a dog.
Him.
Have a dog.
Yeah. And I think Crypto to me is just like pure Kryptonian goodness. And I think in many ways he can be like a moral compass for Clark when he struggles. Because like I said, everyone else from Krypton wants something or needs something from Superman. And Crypto's just pure goodness. So... I think he's really important. But, you know, I tried to think about this slightly more seriously, and it's difficult when you take those characters off the table, and it really becomes more of a question of, like, who do you like the most?
Yeah, that is definitely the fact.
Like Perry White is probably one of the more obvious answers. I like Steve Lombard and the fact that he's a freaking creep all the time.
Yes.
I'd be interested to know what your answer is.
Well, for me, it's really tough to give this answer because I find it's tough how do you not automatically give, if you're tabling Lois, you're tabling Jimmy, and you're tabling the Kents, how do you not automatically give it to Perry White?
Well, or Lana.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I look at Lana as more of once he leaves Smallville, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So Lana doesn't have as much importance. I like what they're doing with her now.
Yeah,
as Superwoman.
Yeah.
I really like that. I actually against the idea, but once I read it, I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, Maggie Sawyer is also another amazing Superman supporting character.
Who everyone thinks is a Batman supporting character.
Yeah, because she transitioned to Gotham.
Well, and that, I would say, to be fair, that's some of her best stuff is when she's in Gotham.
But a lot of people forget Maggie Sawyer is all up in all the 90s Superman titles. I told about
Triangle. Yeah.
She's amazing. I think she's one of the best. Like, she is, if I were to ever do like a Superman live action, like Maggie Sawyer would be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely have her. But, you know, I'm going to say the person that I miss.
Okay.
There's a person that is missing in Superman's supporting cast. And I do miss this character, and I really wish he would come back. And he is a more recent Superman supporting character. He was actually created in 1991 by Jerry Ordway. Ron Troop is the supporting character. Do you know Ronald Troop?
Nope.
Ron Troop is the African-American reporter who was brought in to replace Clark Kent when he was missing after the death of Superman.
No, I don't know who that is.
Now, he is like, he's kind of a more adventurous Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they did a lot of stories in the 90s with him where, of course, they've dealt with race and stuff like that. And he was kind of like the champion. Ronald Troop also appears in the animated series.
Does he really?
Yes, he's the...
How do I not know him?
He's in the animated series. He only talks in a couple of episodes, but I hate to say that he's kind of the black guy you see in the Superman music, but that's him. Ronald Troop also appears. Is it? I don't know whether it's trope or troop. It's T-R-O-U-P-E.
That's a French name, okay. So it would depend on how you want. I would say troop. Troop? If you were going to anglicize
it, I'm going to say troop. Mm-hmm. He also appears in All-Star Superman,
I know who he is.
Yeah, he appears in All-Star Superman. He's actually, like I said, he's been in Smallville.
Would you want to include him in Supergirl? Do you think there's a place for him there, or would you rather see him in the DCEU? If you have to choose right now.
No, you know what? He would be...
You could have him replace Clark in the DCEU.
He would be an amazing addition. No. I think he'd be an amazing... You could have him place in the DCEU. I think Ron Troop would make such an interesting complication to Jimmy's life.
If you made him, you make him a friend of Snapper Carr, so you can cast him a little bit older.
He's a more serious reporter.
Yeah.
It's interesting because Ron is like sort of a weird mix between Lois and Clark. Like he's kind of adventurous, but he's like really more level headed and stuff like that. In the comic books, actually, I don't know if you know, he marries Lucy Lane.
I didn't know that.
And they have a baby.
What's the baby's name? Do you know?
Did you? Yes, they do name the baby.
That's okay if you don't know off the top of your head.
No, I do. Okay. I do know off the top of my head. I was going to say like, think about Lucy. Think about Lucy Lane, okay? Who in Lucy's life does Lucy really admire and kind of follow the same career path? No, she did not follow Lois's career path.
Know.
She went into the military, remember?
Oh, what's their dad's name?
Sam. Yeah, it's Samuel Troop.
It's
the baby's name. Yeah, they named it after their father, Sam Lane.
Oh, that's cute. I'm sorry, yeah. I don't know about Lucy.
No, it's cool. Because remember in Supergirl, Lucy was in Supergirl season one, remember? And she was the, she's Channing Tatum's wife that played her.
Yeah.
And she was in the Navy stuff. It was really weird.
Yeah, I won't talk about her in the show.
Yeah. It's actually even stated in several comic books, I'm looking up here, that... Ron has the most awards of any reporter on the Daily Planet staff. In fact, more than Lois. And Lois, of course, like doesn't like that.
I would love it, too, like if they brought him onto Supergirl, if you just like made him Lucy. Yeah. Have Lucy come back and be his girlfriend.
I just think
that would complicate the Jimmy storyline like you were talking about.
I just think he would be an interesting thing. And I really miss him because I haven't seen him in the New 52. And I really miss that character. And I think he was like... Usually in the Superman family was kind of established in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some amazing additions to it. Like Steve Lombard in the 70s was a great addition.
I love Steve. He's such a sack of crap.
But that's
but
what he's supposed to be.
Him.
Kat was added in the 80s.
Kat's wonderful.
And Kat's a great addition. Mm-hmm. And Ron was the addition in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I really think that Ron is a great addition. I kind of wish a modern Superman writer would add... I kind of think they need a tech person.
Yeah.
And I really wish that they would
make it win.
I think they should add an Asian tech person.
Great.
You could call him Win. Why not?
I mean, who cares? I would say they're really, because I'm reading all the Superman books now. I know you are. For the first time in my life, I'm reading every Superman title. I don't know if there's room in the current stories for this many supporting characters. Like, there needs to be, and you've said this for as long as I've known you, there needs to be a Daily Planet title.
Yes, that Lois Lane leads.
Yeah.
I think there is room. The room is in Action Comics. The problem is that since we've started Rebirth, where Superman is not the Superman that was of this universe, he didn't have a job at the Daily Planet. And I think we're going to see more of that because now they're going back into these storylines where Clark is, they're moving to Metropolis. And they announced a storyline actually that's going to come out here pretty soon where they're going to do this two-parter in Superman where it's all about Lois Lane.
Mm.
And it's Lois Lane. They announced it because they said that Patrick Gleason and Peter Tomasi were getting a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. So this is a storyline to bump them up. But this storyline sounds so amazing. It is Lois gets an interview with Deathstroke.
Huh.
And it's like Superman freaking out because she has an exclusive interview with Deathstroke and that's going to be the big thing. And if I remember right, I think it's Tony Daniel. Like the cool thing is they got the New 52 Deathstroke team. I think it's Tony Daniel that's doing it.
I love him. That's great. I will say that in Action Comics, the most recent Action Comics, which is going to date the podcast a little bit, but whatever. They're in this most recent story arc since Rebirth launched, there has been some Daily Planet issues. Like, there's there's one storyline that's all about Lois going there and reclaiming her identity, and you see Steve Lombard. And, like, that's a really great storyline. And then we do know when they fuse the two Supermans together in Rebirth, Superman Rebirth.
Superman Reborn.
We do know that Perry and Jimmy were present when John was a baby.
Yeah, when
so
they,
like those relationships still exist.
Yeah, when they go back because you find out that Perry is John's son or John's godfather.
John's son.
So that's the kind of stuff. Like, so, since they've rejiggered the timeline again now, to say basically that all the storylines did happen now. Like, Superman did die from Doomsday. It just happened in, like, a more compressed... Because now, like, Rebirth does this weird thing where now they've kind of abandoned the 5 years thing, and now it doesn't work, and now it's a 10-year thing.
I just don't know why we need to put a number on it.
I don't think so either.
Like, let's just... We're all building our headcanon anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just... Figure it out, man.
Bart Simpson has been in the fourth grade for 28 years.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally, totally fine. But, yeah, I miss Ron Troop. I really do.
I'm going to go read some of his old issues. I'm so glad that you brought him up.
Yes, he's a great thing for representation. And also, I just really liked him because he's a lot like Clark Kent. And in a Superman storyline where you, as you say, sometimes it's hard to do the Clark Kent stuff.
Yeah.
Ron really helps fill that role. Like, there were several storylines in the 90s where Superman would be doing something and he would see Ron at the event, like taking notes, and he would, like, his thought bubble would always be like, oh damn, he's gonna beat me to the store. I can't make this an exclusive for Clark Kent
because
Ron's there, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
Yeah. So I miss Ron Troop, and he's in the animated series, so that says it's valuable enough. But yeah, that would be a really cool thing in, like, Man of Steel 2 if, like, Clark comes back, like, Perry White's, well, we hired Ron.
Yeah.
Everybody thought you were dead. You know, so.
That's funny because Lawrence Fishburne, it seems like, would have been good for that role, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, like around the Matrix time.
In the 90s, he would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. There you go.
He's great.
That's
Perry
my
White,
pick. Do you have a least favorite member of the Superman supporting cast? Really quickly off the top of your head?
I don't know if I don't know. That's tough.
There's no, if you don't, there's no worse.
I don't think I do. I don't
Not
know.
Yango, the Super Ape?
I don't know who that is.
It's a pre-crisis ape that was rocketed from Krypton.
I'm sure there's a bunch of, like, Superman characters that I think are really dumb. I just can't come up with one off
that's
the
all
top
good.
Of my head.
It's all good. All right, cool. All right, well, that's it. Let us know what your favorite Superman supporting character is on the Patreon there, and we'll comment and highlight it and heart it and do all that stuff. Thank you all so much for your support. We hope you enjoyed these podcasts. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And see you later, you super monkey friends.